examples, things that point to this, patterns of this, in Luke's Gospel chapter 1, verse 47. Luke's Gospel chapter 41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spoke out with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Do you notice that everyone who is filled with the Holy Ghost, they don't speak in low tones. They don't say, I'm full of the Spirit of God. I'm full of the Spirit. Maybe you say, I'm full in the Spirit. Hallelujah. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you speak out with boldness. Hallelujah. The loud voice. Watch this now. This Gospel 1:67. And it says, Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied again, saying. So, they're speaking. Now, listen carefully. Let me ask you. From our study, the ones we had in the morning and last night, being filled with the Spirit is whose responsibility? Who gets the Holy Ghost to come on you? You have to do that. So wait for this one now. I want you to listen very carefully. So if a brother or sister in Christ is not filled with the Spirit, it's two things. It's not because he doesn't have the Holy Ghost, because you cannot be a Christian without the Holy Ghost. So if he's not filled with the Spirit, it's two things. Number one is ignorance. And ignorance is the one I explained in the morning when I told you I went to a church, and then most of the church, in fact, I can say all of the church, because the percentage that that spoke with tongues was so insignificant. They were ignorant. I mean ignorant. They didn't know. So that's excusable sometimes. But then the second group will be those that refuse to act on the word. Those that refuse to act on the word. You see them sing some songs like, Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life, oh my God, Spirit move. Over me, oh Spirit move. You know it. You need to discover, he was the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Welcome where? Me, Lord, Father, mercy and grace. You are welcome in this place. That means you are not sure. You are ignorant. He's not welcome anywhere. The day you accepted Christ, you welcomed him once and for all. Hallelujah. Every other thing that happens after that is you. Praise the Lord. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Latibo, you know it, right? Where is he coming from? Glory to God. So you, and some guys, after hearing something like this, they'll just sing that song. Why? Because there are some folks are rigid. Very rigid. Rigid. See, me, I know the Holy Spirit in my own life is the same Spirit. Hallelujah. If you have another Holy Ghost, he's not in Christ. Is that clear? So when we're ignorant, we sing songs like that. So the second group would be those who have not acted on the word. To be filled with the Spirit, you've got to act on the word. Now let me ask you, do you know, or did you notice,
that on the day of Pentecost, what happened was that the 120 acted on the word. Because, or you thought that they were just in the room and they were just looking, and then someone was going to the restroom and just, as one put gala in the mouth, you say, that's a gala. I would like gala. Say, what's going on? The Holy Spirit is moving. It's moving. No. Jesus taught them. So what they did was that they acted on the word. To be filled with the Spirit and to walk in the demonstrations of the Spirit, you simply act on God's word. Take the word of God as God's word. Very simple, right? Just take the word of God as God's word. Have you discovered that when you want to get, how many of you have gotten people filled with the Holy Ghost? I know many of you. Let me see your hand if you have. Come, raise your hand. Gotten them to speak with tongues. Raise your hand. Come on, let me see. Did you notice that? They'll say, hey, you say, he's not coming out. From where? He's not coming out. He's not, like, water is not coming out. But don't laugh at them. You were probably like that. We started speaking in tongues. At my age. See what I'm saying. At my age. Your head is banging at my age. After first degree, second degree, third degree, fifth degree, hyper degree. And I'm talking to God. It's not English, it's not Yoruba, it's not Igbo, it's not even slang. And I'm going, blah, 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 blah. You start to wonder. You begin to wonder. What's going on? But what have you done? You are acting on God's word. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I'm saying? You are acting on God's word, which we call faith. You are acting on God's word. Are you there? You don't have to feel. That's why I shudder when Christians are taught, do you feel something? No, we don't feel. We act on the word. See, I felt the presence of God, and most of the time is the AC and the keyboard that they're talking about. Hallelujah. See, he felt the presence of God. Say, lay hands on the sick. Say, the sick. The, I thought you felt the, that presence is just for me. That means this fellow is acting on his feelings, not on the word. Are you still there? Are you following this? You learn to act on the word. Jesus told them, I send the promise of my Father upon you. He told them in Luke's Gospel 24:49. He told them in Acts 1:8. He told them in Acts 1:5. So what did they do in Acts 2:1-4? They acted on the word. Hallelujah. Say, I act on the word. Exactly. You act on the word. You act on the word. That's why, look at Acts 2. When Peter was going to preach the same experiences, okay, Acts 2. You know something? When Peter was going to preach the same experience in Acts 2, see what he told them. Listen very carefully. He said, they said, what shall we do? Then he said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, verse 38, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And what else? And you shall what? You shall what? Why didn't he say, and you shall have? You shall receive. Receive means you will what? Take it. In other words, you will act on God's word. He just told you now that there's an outpouring of the Spirit, which was given by the prophet Joel. So, you are going to act on the word. If you are going to act on the word, you are going to receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. So, the flow of the Spirit, as we call it, being filled with the Spirit and walking in the demonstration of the things of the Spirit is an act of faith. Hallelujah. You didn't hear me? It's an act of faith. So, look at Acts 8. Every time they talked about the gift of the Spirit, people were to receive. In fact, the fact that you called it a gift already shows you that it's received. Okay? Look at Acts 8. Notice what Simon the sorcerer also said. Simon the sorcerer. Let's start from verse 15. Who then, when they were come down, this was it. Philip had gone to Samaria to preach. And people were already believers. So he now called upon Peter and John, or they came anyway, to lay hands on these people that they might receive the Holy Ghost. In verse 15. For he had fallen on none of them, holding that they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is, they were born again, but they were not filled with the Spirit. Is that very clear? Is that very clear? Now look at this. And then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Simon saw that through the laying of hands of the apostles, or the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. So, in other words, people have to receive. Now, how do you receive? You receive by faith. So I say by faith. That is, you act on God's word. Listen carefully. If this was going to be by experience, you will feel something that you don't have to receive. You have to act on God's word. You have to act on God's word. In other words, you are going to act by faith. Hallelujah. Follow this now. In Acts 10, the same thing. Acts or the Apostles chapter 10. While Peter yet spoke these words, verse 44, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Then he says, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Also the gift. So they received. Acts 11. Acts 11, the same thing, verse 17. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believe in Lord Jesus, what was I that I should withstand God? Now pay attention to this one. Listen carefully. In Acts 2, how did they act on the word? By speaking. Come on. Come on, am I making sense? Did they act on the word by feeling? No, by speaking. Now, also in Samaria, how did they act on the word? By? Now, when Peter was preaching in Acts 2, then he told those folks that they will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What did he call that gift by Prophet Joel? You shall prophesy. So how would they receive that gift? By speaking. Let me see if I follow what I'm saying here. Now, again, in Acts 10, how did the house of Cornelius respond to the gift of the Holy Ghost? How did they respond by faith? By speaking. So, if you do not speak, you are in unbelief. If you are waiting for a feeling, what are you in? You are in unbelief. Because what God said is that you will speak. So, if you don't speak, that means you are acting in unbelief. Let me see if I follow what I'm saying here. So, you are walking by faith, or better still, you are acting on the word of God. Praise the Lord. Now look at Acts 19. Hallelujah. He's working in us. He's working in us now. Hallelujah. Watch this. Acts 19. This is Paul. In Acts 19, in verse 6, and when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. How do you know the Holy Ghost came on them? Because they spoke. Now, what was he asking them before? In verse 2, have you received. He didn't say, has God imposed the Holy Ghost on you? Have you what? Received. How do you receive? By speaking. Hallelujah. Are you following this? So, you acted by faith. You received by faith. And so, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, which we studied earlier, or read earlier, Paul says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Hallelujah. Notice something. And I believe I've explained this several times, that the book of Acts does not use gift in plural. Why? Because the book of Acts focused on utterances. So, Peter and most of the folks who mentioned it, they used the word gift as utterances. But Paul, in a clearer explanation, uses the word gift in plural. And he mentioned 9 of them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 7 to verse 10. And much more than that. In the book of Acts, when you read gift of the Holy Ghost, it refers to the giver. In Paul's epistle, when he talks about the gift of the Holy Ghost in 1 Corinthians 12, he now talks about what has been received. You can check our materials, the same materials anyway on that. You have concerning utterances in the Spirit, by the Spirit, so many utterances. And then, I believe there's an exhaustive explanation also in the material, understands thou what thou readest. There's a book, there's a chapter there that deals with utterances and tongues. Hallelujah. Thank you. So watch this now. So, in Colossians chapter 2, Paul gives an instruction about walking in what belongs to us in Christ. Let me ask you, anyone who has received the gospel as supernatural utterances is right and privilege? Come on. Are they his right and privilege? Good. But he will have to act on the word of God. Just like a few minutes ago, you acted on the word of God. How many of you waited for something to move you? If you had waited, you would have been moved out. Didn't wait for anything to move you. You just acted on God's word. See, we don't respond to feelings. Did you hear what I'm saying? Watch this now. Colossians 2. Are you there? I'm not there myself. Colossians 2 verse 5. As though I'm absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joined and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Let's take verse 6 together. As you are therefore, come on now. As you are therefore what? What do you do? So, how did you receive? By faith. So, you walk in Him. Now, write this down if you're writing something. Did you observe that the receiving of the gifts is once? Is once. What we read in the book of Acts. As the Spirit gave them utterance, Acts 2, 4. Acts 2 verse 38. You, in 39, receive once. Acts 8, 15. And 16. You receive once. Same thing in Acts 10. Same thing in Acts 19. Receive once. You receive once. Pay attention to this one. You receive once. It's used just once. Watch this now. Now, what the believer ought to do from the first experience is to now keep having that experience. Now listen to this one. The day you were born again, the day you receive the gospel of Christ and you believe by faith, listen carefully now, that day and to the rest of your life, you can only be found in the Spirit. Say, I'm in the Spirit. I want to explain that term to you now. So listen very, very well. Being in the Spirit is not closing your eyes. Or for some of us who have been around white garment churches, there's nothing wrong with white garment churches. I like white garment churches. At least they wear white. It's not like this. A person is in the spirit. The lady, she was prophesying towards me. And she put this down and she prophesied. And I knew where she was coming from because I knew her when we were younger. So we had this convention. It's and I preached in there, 94. And then she started saying, So she began to turn and turn and she was going violently towards me. Normally when you do that, you hold them and say, continue speaking. So she twisted and came towards me. I just dodged. She just went to the chair. Bah! She said, oh my God. Be smart. If you're in a church meeting and you say amen, you say, I cannot control myself. I am in the spirit. Now let's look at that term in the spirit. Say, I am in the spirit. Now do not forget, the word spirit has to be specific. Because demons are spirits, right? Angels are spirits. So you don't say, I am in the spirit, any kind of spirit. I'm in demons. Relax. Romans in chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. You want us to read that together? Come on. Romans chapter 8. I want us to read verse 9. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. Let's go. But you are not in the flesh. I think you should read that for yourself because I don't know what you are talking about. But I'm not in the flesh, but where? So I'm in the spirit. Go on. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in me, now if any man has not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And Christ is in me, the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Glory to God. Verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again, fear, but the spirit of adoption, hereby you cry, Abba, Father. It says, the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are what? The children of God. In other words, salvation, which is the new birth, means you are in the spirit. Now, what spirit are we referring to? The spirit of God. Or better still, the spirit of Christ. Now, watch it. What does it mean to be in? The word in means you are in union with. It simply means, you know, when you have, watch this now, if you are about something, or you are around it, or you are on it, there can be a separation. But if you are in, hallelujah. In other words, where he goes or it goes, you go. Hallelujah. See, I'm in the spirit. See, I'm in the spirit. Now listen very carefully now. So, in the new birth, you are in the spirit. You are in union with the spirit of God. In other words, there is no separation in the spirit of God. Not one. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Are you following this? Are you following this? 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 12. Let's take verse 12 together. 1 Corinthians, are you there? I'll wait for you. Let's go. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So we have received. See, I have received. And what does that make you? Chapter 3 verse 16 says you are the temple of God because the Spirit of God dwells in you. So there's no separation. Chapter 6 verse 11 says you have been sanctified by the Spirit of God. Chapter 6 verse 17 says you are joined to the Lord and you are what? One spirit with Him. Chapter 6 verse 19 says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Say, I am in the Spirit. So you are in the spirit now. Now that term in the spirit has two meanings that we're going to explain in a moment. Now you are in the spirit as a state. That is the way you are right now, you are in the spirit. See, I'm in the spirit. Now do not forget, what does it mean to be in the Spirit? That means you are in union. Hallelujah. You follow me? Well, that means you are where? In union with the Spirit. And the only way you can be in union with the Spirit is because you are born of the Spirit. See, I'm born of the Spirit. And Jesus said, that which is born of the Spirit is what? Spirit. There will be no distinction. Watch this now. Go to Galatians chapter 3. Say, I'm in the Spirit. They said, brother, let us go into the Spirit. Where, which Spirit? You are in the Spirit. Say, I am in the Spirit. Look at Galatians chapter 3. And verse 1. Paul, writing to an entire church, he says, all foolish Galatians. They are not just foolish, they are all foolish. Oh my God. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Paul is not walking in love. He's not speaking the truth in love. Why can't he change his words to, oh Galatians, why now? He says, oh foolish. The word foolish in the Greek means thoughtless. It actually means stupid. Hallelujah. Stupid can be a divine word. A divine statement made by the Spirit of God. Jesus called his own people foolish. Say, oh fools. He didn't stop at that. Slow of heart. Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior. We should teach him how to speak the truth in love. How can he talk like that to people he wants to win over to himself? Can you imagine? Some people have walked out on him. Who does he think he is? Because so if he doesn't mind, say go. He says, oh fools, slow of hearts. Why is he so dense? Like we say he's dense. Hallelujah. Okay, Galatians 3. Verse 2. This only will I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Look at verse 3. Let's read verse 3 together. Are you so foolish? Can you imagine? Don't talk to anybody. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That word begun in the Spirit in the Bible is the same word Paul used in Philippians 1:16. He that began the good work in you. That's the Greek word enakomai. E-N-A-R-C-H-O-M-A-I. It refers to the new birth. So in the new birth, we stand where? In the Spirit. We are in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Of him begun in the Spirit. Now, he tells them what he meant. In verse 2, he says, you receive ye the Spirit. Which Spirit is he talking about? In chapter 3, verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That was written, because everyone that hangeth on a tree, he became a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile who received the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. Who receive the promise of the Spirit. Chapter 4, in verse 4, or verse 5, it says, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, doing what? Crying, Abba Father. Watch this now. So, having said that you are begun in the Spirit, you are born in the Spirit, he now says to you, watch this now, in verse 16, chapter 5, walk in the Spirit. So you can only walk in the Spirit because you are already where? In the Spirit. Now, every time you read the word walk, is referring to your conduct among people.
Walk in the Spirit. That is, let your actions amongst people be influenced from who you are, or by who you are. Let your state influence your status. Let your nature influence your action. Because watch this now. It means the term in the Spirit refers to your nature. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? It means the term in the Spirit refers to what? Your nature. Because you are born of the Spirit. You began in the Spirit. So the term walk in the Spirit will now be your conduct. Let me see how you're following me right. Can you get this? Go to Galatians 5 again, verse 25. Glory to God. Let's take that together. Galatians 5:25. Let's go. If we what? Now the word live means exist. Now do we exist in the Spirit? Okay, sir. So it says, if you're using today's language, you say, since we live in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just always it is the Spirit of Him that raised Christ from the dead. It's not an if of conditional. It means since the Spirit of Him that raised Christ to the dead. Since He dwells in you. Hallelujah. So change the word if there in Galatians 5:25. Change it to since. So since we live in the Spirit, let us walk. Now to live in the Spirit has nothing to do with our conduct. To walk in the Spirit will be what? Our conduct. Let me say that that's clear. Is that very clear to you? So we live in the Spirit. Let us walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. So being in the Spirit is the new birth. Without activity, you are in the Spirit. However, walking in the Spirit will now refer to your activity or activities. Let's take one more. Look at Revelation 1:10. Revelation 1:10. This is John. John the Beloved. Revelation 1:10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a good voice out of a trumpet. Why would he say, I was in the Spirit? The word was is the same word used for Jesus when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's John 1:14. It's the word dynamai, to exist as. Like a switch state or switch status, pardon me. So John is saying, I switched in the Spirit. Why did he say that? Because you can also use the term in the Spirit for your own actions. Hallelujah. For your own actions. Go to 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. First of all, it says, for he that speaks in tongues speaks not unto men but unto God. For no man understands how we were in the world again. He speaks. In other words, we take action. We make activity in the Spirit. There are things we can do in the Spirit. Now don't forget the word in the Spirit means what? In union with the Spirit. So there are things we can do in union with the Spirit. Do not forget that. Already by the new birth, you are alive in the Spirit. Say, I'm alive in the Spirit. You're alive in the Spirit already. All your faculties are functioning. Glory to God. You can hear, you can see, you can speak. that you can hear, you can see, you can speak. You can hear, you can see, you can speak. You're going to be a Pentecost. The Bible says they are pouring them crimson of fire. All of them. They are Pentecost. They appear crimson of fire. There's a prophet by the name of Ananias who saw Jesus in a vision. People were having visions. Maybe I should add this one. I'm going to change tomorrow morning. But do you know that the unbelievers in the four Gospels, even in the Old Testament, they had visions? So seeing visions is not a height in the realm of the Spirit. In fact, there was a time in John 12, the crowd around Jesus had an encounter. The crowd. So what differentiates me and the unsaved? I'll show you tomorrow. Hallelujah. Look at this one. So, in 1 Corinthians 14, and then verse 2, it says, he that speaks in tongues speaks not unto men, but unto God. But no man understands. How be it in the Spirit, he speaks. What do you mean by in the Spirit? Look at this. He begins to tell you what he does in verse 14. If I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. How is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, I will pray with the understanding also, I will sing with the Spirit, I will sing with the understanding also. So who determines activities in the Spirit? You. Again, how do you determine? By acting on God's word. Say, I act on God's word. Say, I act on God's word. You know, some of us, the reason why we don't act on God's word is that we've had other kind of information. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost and I spoke in tongues, I always say it like this. If they had waited for 1 week, I won't speak in tongues for years. Because I would have gotten very stupid meanings. But I just got filled with the Holy Ghost immediately. Now, a couple of weeks later, I went for this camp meeting, or this camp meeting as well. Camp. And the man came out. They knew I was a new convert. And I saw some grand old converts who were in the convention. And they were waiting to be filled with the Spirit. Some of them were waiting for years. So they told them they had done some teachings for 2 days, which included sanctification, purification, second work of grace, die to self, kill self, you know, remove impurities, have a broken heart, be contrite. You know, so many things were said that you just leave the Spirit. I don't want, you know. After a while, then I said, is there anybody here? Do you desire? Do you desire? And I was in there, and I was wondering, I didn't hear all these teachings, but I had spoken in tongues. And I looked at the people who had been in Christ before I was qualified to even be in Christ. And they were doing this, Lord, Lord, stand down, Lord. You know what I did? I just kept quiet. If I try to speak in tongues, I was too sure they'll take me for deliverance. Because there were some very, very ancient believers who were there. And they were, Lord! Lord! Now look around. I was waiting for the Holy Ghost. Now, why were they waiting? Because they were taught wrongly. They are also acting on the word, but not the word of God. You know, ignorance, also you are acting on something, but it's not God's word. I miss you now. So I act on the word. So if God says you can prophesy, how do you act on the word? Oh, come on, you didn't get me. If God says you can prophesy, how do you act on the word? You say, Lord, send me prophecy. Oh Lord, I see it in your word. Whatever his promises, I shout hallelujah.
So what is the reason for shouting? You remember it when they were shout. For what?
Well, when I remember his promises, I act on his word.
The Lord says hallelujah.
He has promised, he will never fail.
No, he has not failed. He has fulfilled all his promises in Christ.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, all the promises of God are in him, yes, in you, amen.
Hallelujah.
Paul says the promise that God made to the Father, he has fulfilled all his promises. He has raised Jesus from the dead. What else do you want God to do? Whatever is not in the resurrection is not available.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But all things are available in the resurrection. So if God says you can, you simply act on the word. Hallelujah. Whether you feel like it or not, you act on the word. Whether you have a salvation or not, a terrible salvation or not, you act on the word. Whether a keyboard is playing or not, you act on the word. Hallelujah.
Whether you have not fasted for this week, you act on the word.
God says it, I believe it,
and that friend is it.
Hallelujah.
If you say, I can't prophesy, I simply prophesy.
You act on the word.
How do I function in the spirit?
I act on the word.
See, I act on the word.
You have to take a hold of the word and do what God says to do. Do what God says to do. You need to act on the word. How what he says I am. How can I do what he says I can do?
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
In my name.
So what do I do? So I speak with tongues. What do I do? I open my mouth. Hallelujah. What do I do? I just open my mouth.
Those are these signs are for them that believe. No.
Now do it. Now do it.
Do what?
You speak. Hallelujah. You speak. Hallelujah. You speak. Hallelujah. You lay hands on the sick.
This Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus.
Come on. You see this sick person.
Touch him.
No, your whole family has to say, you should touch.
Say, Lord, touch.
No, you touch.
Hallelujah.
When you touch, you are acting on his word.
Hallelujah.
We have a life of faith.
I said we have a life of faith.
I said we have a life of faith.
We act on the word of God.
We act on the word of God.
I am in the spirit.
I can function in the spirit.
I act on the word of God.
I act on the word of God.
Not my feelings,
not my experiences,
but I act on the word of God.
I'm what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do.
Hallelujah!
Sit down. Let me act on the word. Let me act on the word.
The word says, this last day, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
The flesh will prophesy.
What does God mean that it acts through the prophesy?
Simply act on the word.
Just act on the word.
Don't act on your feelings, act on the word.
When you come together, every one of you have a psalm.
That means I have a psalm.
That means I have a doctrine.
That means I have a time.
That means I have an interpretation.
That means I have a revelation.
I have it already.
I have it already.
I have what it says I have.
I have what it says I have.
I can do what it says I can do.
So what do I do when believers come together?
I give a psalm.
I give a revelation.
I give a tongue.
I give an interpretation.
I simply act on the word.
Hallelujah.
He was playing, he was not playing.
The old atmosphere looks very inconclusive.
What do I do?
I act on the word.
I just act on the word.
Not the way I feel. Say, is there an atmosphere here? No, I create it. Hallelujah. Rocks on the world. Glory to God. James says, be the doers of the word, and not hearers only, but serving yourselves. So if you is charismata, keep quiet, act on the word. So it's Daria, Dosis, Dorima, act on the word. They know every time. I will in this meeting, you just respect it. Woo! The Greek word is agalio. Woo! You're not a doer of the word. If you're a doer of the word, you're like, oh, you act on the world. You act on your feelings. You act on the spirit moving. No, you act on the world. James says, he that is a hearer of the word and not a doer is like him unto a man who beholds his natural face in the mirror. He comes at believers' conversion, goes on living with media, is fed away, goes his way, and forgets the manner of man he was. The word forgets does not mean it has no memory loss. It means he does not consider it. There are some people watching me now, some of you are here. When you were in university days, you were so filled with the spirit, you would go on evangelism, you lay hands on people. You say, nah, I'm in the marketplace. You are living in the marketplace. You have become a market woman. I'm an apostle in the marketplace. Doing what? There are so many junks outside there. Apostle in the marketplace. Apostolos the marketplace. Who sent you? When he gave Jesus out of heaven, he gave apostles, he gave prophets, he gave a very bad pastor. He said, for the perfecting of the saints, not for commerce. Not for buying shares. Not for interpreting the economy. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. So I am in Jesus' name. See the Lord of the Lord. See the Lord of the Lord. See the Lord of the Lord. I have been willing to the Son of God. To the perfect man. To the measure of the special fullness of Christ. You are not an apostle. You are a deceived person. You are backsliding. God didn't send anybody to the marketplace. He sent you to all the world and preach the gospel. You know, say, he that buys shares shall be blessed. Or he that listens to your counsel. So he that believes and is baptized shall be what? Saved. The message of the apostle is the salvation of souls. Not the transformation of the nation. Say, we have some national apostles. They speak over the nation. These are backsliding people. They're backsliding. When did you see Paul and all the apostles gather around the governor in the Bible and say, your tenure shall be successful? You win the election. You are confused. That's not your work. That's not your work. So we must speak over Nigeria. Let's speak into Nigeria. Who sent you? Your job is to preach Christ. Hallelujah. Your job is to preach Christ. I told you, was it yesterday night? Jesus and the apostles lived on that parable, and none of them carried placard. We no go agree, no go agree. Pilate must go. Let's speak the truth to power. Pilate! I come here, Lord Jesus. Let me see here. I act on the word. See, I act on the word. In James 1, he says, the one who is a hearer and not a doer, he says, he deceives himself. That word deceives himself, the Greek word, paralogizomai. Paralogizomai is used for drama. That means you are doing what is not you. Have you ever acted drama before? Drama.
If you are after drama in primary school, this is how you should call yourself a chief. You are really a thief. You are primary six, you are down to say, you know, you are actually acting a drama. The way you are talking about drama, you are in real life. When you see a Christian waiting for the spirit, is acting a drama. That's not who you are. Speak in tongues. The spirit is not coming. You are acting a drama. Years ago, we had this conference and we used someone's venue, 94, 95, one or 2 years. So we asked the man, because no, we didn't use his venue, we used his equipment, sound equipment and all that. So he came for that conference and I said, sir, because it was a believers meeting, I said, sir, come on, I thought he would know what I'm saying. Come and throw with the faith spirit. He smiled. He's very experienced in the Lord. So he smiled. So he just stood like this. Everybody was watching. I said, what mistake have I made? Naturally, then, not now, it's been years, I was like, listen, but I thought about the equipment. So I said, sir, you are free. Said, let the Lord take control. That's how we stood like Statue of Liberty for a long time. And the Lord was really in control. But I'm not turning back in the place. Hallelujah. Learn to act in the world. You felt nothing. Did you say you prophesy when you feel something? Did you say you have a, did you say the gifts of the Spirit will walk by your feelings? No. All this walk up in heaven, self, same spot, the bodies of every man, somebody has him will. Glory to God. I got the gifts of the Spirit. Or better said, I've got the gifts in my spirit. I've got the gifts in my spirit. I function in here. I give the Lord. So the person who is standing waiting on the Spirit says, say, where's my man? Say, I want the anointing to come into this place. The anointing is not here. Say, hallelujah for the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah for what? From the very first minute, you can practice the things of the Spirit. Just do the word. Hallelujah. Just do the word. Do the word. He says, this man deceives himself. He says, but what's on earth is the perfect law of liberty? And continues to look. Hallelujah. Not being a forgetful error, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deeds. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Continue to look. So when I was young, that we used to do these things. It's for youth. See, the dress in this is for youth. The Bible says in that hour, Jesus was dressed in the Spirit. We are not the judge, it says for youth. We are not the advisor of my Lord. So, you know, Jesus, so he was a young man, he was in his 30s, that's why he was rejoicing. We are tired. Hallelujah. I do the word. I act on the word. I said, I act on the word. God says it. I believe it. I act on it. I act on it. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. How do I get in the spirit of action? I act on the word. How do I practice the things of the spirit? I act on the word. I said, act on the word. We are not men that wait for experiences. We are men that produce them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, some people like titles. I said, where you are now? You know, years ago, they invited me for a conference. In fact, the truth of the matter was, they had told me about that conference. They told me they couldn't invite me. Because there was somebody else that invited who was a very prominent figure, and I respect the person very well, a great man of God, no doubt. They just called me that day or so, and they said, sir, the man is not going to come. It's a power night. It's a major program, the major meeting for the program. He said, can you come? And we're having this conference then, I think it was New Creation Realities or something, 2003, is it 3 or 4? You were there now. 2004, you were there. I didn't know him then, but he was there. So I said, I'm coming. Pastor, Pastor, are you on your way? I said, I'm on my way. I didn't pray an extra prayer. Glory to God. No. I'm on the go all the time. I said, I'm on the go all the time. The only time you have a problem with me is I'm watching Arsenal again. I will not be in the spirit. I will beg you to wait. Hallelujah. Call me carnal, you're free, it's true. So we got in there. So I got in there. And there were crowds of people. But Alex was there. I gave him that later. And then he said, the man that was to introduce me, what he said was enough to make you lose confidence. He said, the man I'm going to call, I don't know him. He said, he will introduce himself. So one of the members of our ministry said, Pastor, what's that? He said, leave it. Small. I will. Hallelujah. And I got in there. I first of all ministered to him. Then I faced the entire choir. And it's called demonstration. There's no apology in demonstration. You must show it. It's a show off. So I said, are you showing off? That's what it is called. Apodexis. Hallelujah. And I began to minister. And I gave a call. And I don't know how many of them, hundreds of them. And I laid hands with everyone. Were you in the car? You were there. What did you come out for? I gave words of knowledge. They came out. And I laid hands. Many of them. As I finished preaching, mighty of the fellowship is now lined up. Sir, you have to come for our meeting. For the meeting. Come on, sir. Hallelujah. Why? I acted on the word. Hallelujah. Just act on the word. Do you want to go? Just act on the word. You are on the go all the time. Just act on the word. Act on the word. When they finished the program, it was the session I preached that they made the major article in the magazine. Right? Hallelujah. Went for a conference years ago. 2001. It was for missionaries. So, someone asked me to come and speak. So, as I got in there, you know, I came into public transport, Fesinachi, they brought me, and I also, Okada, I know that. When I got in there, of course, I was looking like that kind of person. So, as I got in, they just gave me a space. So, before we go to the major session, there's one young brother here, evangelist, just wants to exhort us briefly. Some of you will have been discouraged. See, Moses. You now start starting this, explain to them that you are naked. I know who I am. I know what God has called me. He called me. He called me. He showed me a vision. He said, where's my auntie? I told myself, where's that my joker sermon? Signs, wonders, diverse miracles, and peace of the Holy Ghost. When I was through with demonstration, then you have to do demo. Preach. As I finished preaching, all of them, circle bishops, rectangular bishops, they stood up. Say, bless you, sir. I said, bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. A man was there as a government official. He volunteered his convoy to take me. I liked it. Hallelujah. You got out in the world. Hallelujah. They say, don't look at my age. I'm a young God has called me. Leave all that alone. Leave all that alone. You do the word. You do the word. See, the things of the spirit are recognizable. You will know over there. Hallelujah. You will see it. Don't be saying, I know I'm called of God. I know I'm a girl. Leave that one for your own. You say that one to yourself. But when you get on the people, you show it. I have to learn.
Say, I act in the world. Say, I act in the world. You act in the world. You act in the world. He says, my speech and my person was not with the intention of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking God together. I'm not talking science. No, 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 no. I'm telling you what I want you to say. Christ and into the world. And my preaching and speech were not with the intention of the Holy Spirit. But in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. Hallelujah. Are you still there? You act on the word. He says, I have the Holy Spirit, act on it. It says you have the gift of the Spirit. Act on it. Hallelujah. Act on it. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to have a meeting like that. Tonight. Paul says when you come together, every one of you has a form. You have a revelation, you have a tongue, you have an interpretation, you have an instruction. There are things that give unto any time. Do I wait for a revelation? No. Do I wait for a time? No. Do I wait for a revelation? No. I simply act on the word. Say, act on the word. Say, act on the word. People like us, act on the word of God. How do you act on the word? You act on the word of God spontaneously. You do the word. You do the word. I'm what he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. Hallelujah. 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 I act on the word. I act on the word. Now what does the word say? The word says you've got the Holy Ghost. The word says you are the Spirit. The Lord says, come to look at the violence of sin, spirit, the violence of man, sin, and life of man. The Lord says that by wisdom, just but the same spirit. The Lord says, the reader is joined to the Lord of the Lord spirit. That's what the Lord says. Joel said, thou shalt prophesy. Joel said, you see visions. I act on the word. Say, I act on the word. Say, I act on the word. How what the word says I am. I can do what the word says I can do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are here today. Carry out traditions of men to hinder you. Do the word. Do the word. And in many Christian churches, we have been told that the things of the Spirit belong to those who are pastors and leaders. It's not true. It's not true. Remember years ago, I taught in a Bible school, 95, and then the Bible school coordinator told me, he said, these things that you are preaching, he said, wouldn't you make it too easy for everybody? I said, I don't understand. Said, so everybody has these things. How will they now respect us? He says, unfortunate. So what you're sharing, it belongs to certain people. I have a rich book. I said, this is some people's for some people. I said, was he using the Bible classified? Hallelujah. What is the role of the pastor, the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, and pastor, and teacher? The Lord is not to come and show us, and then we come every day to come and see them demonstrate the things of the Spirit. The Lord, hallelujah, is to train us to work in the realities. When the Spirit is to give an example for all of us to work in it. And I come to fight tonight. I give us our instructions for tonight. You know, Jesus was a wonderful trainer. He healed the sick. Then he sent his own flesh to heal the sick. There was nothing Jesus did in the four Gospels that did not give the opportunity for his disciples to do. Nothing. No act of power. How much more now? We are in the Spirit. We are in the Spirit. As we are in the Spirit, I are acting the way. As it closes this afternoon, what is in the spirit? Stand to act on it. Tell me how to meet us. Make sure you are very heavenly. It's going to be long. We're going to have us demonstrating things of the spirit. Therefore, our child of the meetings will have a trial. Should never be afraid of getting it wrong. Because you have been trained. Perfection when the things of the spirit. They will come and do one or two things. Then tomorrow morning will continue. Hallelujah. We are the glorious church. We are the glorious church. We belong to us. Lift your hands. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes.